Track 11, David Clayton Meets. David Clayton is here now with more reminiscences from his illustrious career.
You might have heard a few weeks ago that there was a major fire at one of Norwich's famous, although not now open, night spots. That's the Talk in Oak Street. And if we do a little bit of a history lesson, it opened as the Industrial Club or the Industries Club or the Federation Club. It had several names back in the 50s and worked its way up to being the Melody Rooms in the 1960s and closed as the Melody Rooms in 1974 to reopen as the Talk of the East, a cabaret club. I was the last DJ to do a disco gig at the Melody Rooms, and I was the first DJ to open it as a nightclub. I was the resident DJ, there was a resident band, Brian Russell and Phoenix, and cabaret artists coming to this cabaret club, the new Talk of the East, which was its first name. And that was a really exciting time for me. So I saw many, many famous cabaret artists. Over the years, I worked at the Talk of the East, which then became the Talk of East Anglia, and then everyone just called it the Talk. So that's how it started. And I worked with all sorts of people as the DJ and sometimes the compere. Gene Pitney was there. I have a photograph taken with Gene Pitney in my photograph album. Val Dunican appeared. Leslie Crowther, one of my favourites, Ray Allen and Lord Charles, because I watched the television programmes as a kid and I met him in person. And we had Frankie Howard there, who was hysterical and outrageous and almost propositioned me in his dressing room. That's a long story and I can't go into it now. It's a shame the Talk has gone. It has been closed for quite some time. But in the 70s and the 80s and into the 90s, cabaret was the big thing. And Norwich saw that club grow to the biggest thing in the city for seeing cabaret artists and having a meal and a drink, sitting at a table, watching the stars on stage. One of my favourites was Jim Bowen. We had lots of comedians there, and Jim, I think, for me, was the funniest. And what's more, he used to stay with my mum. My mum used to put up some of the artists, give them bed and breakfast, and Jim stayed with us, which was quite funny too. And while he was doing the Talk, on one of the times he was doing it, he did it many, many times, we used to get phone calls to my office. I ran an entertainment agency along with a chap called Brian Russell, which was in the building at Talk of East Anglia. So we were there all day, booking artists for the club and the coast and weddings and banquets and all that sort of thing. And there was no mobile phones then and difficult to get hold of people. But I kept taking a call for Jim Bowen. Now, Jim was in the city. He was appearing at the Talk for three nights, but he was never around. And they kept calling and saying, will you get him to ring me? So I say, Jim, you've got to ring this number. Somebody wants to talk to you at London Weekend Television. And he, oh, we'll leave it. He said, I can't be bothered. Anyway, I finally persuaded him to ring, and somebody was trying to get hold of him to do a game show. Now, this is back in the, this would be the mid to late 70s. And I said, well, what's the game show about? Now, I'll take out the expletives that Jim put in. But he said, oh, it's a bleeping game show about bleeping darts. And I went, well, that's all right then, Jim. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to ring him back. So we chatted a bit. And I said, well, can you still be funny in it? And he said, well, I think so. I don't know. I don't want to do it. Anyway, I dialed the number on my desk. I had the phone on my desk. I dialed the number that he was supposed to ring back and shoved the phone in his hand. And Jim answered it and chatted for about 10 minutes, something like that. What was it about? He said, well, they want me to do a programme called Bullseye. And the rest, as they say, is history. So it may have been me in the lovely old Talk on Oak Street that persuaded Jim Bowen to do Bullseye. I think it's my fault.
Thank you, David. That makes one realise just how serendipitous life can be, doesn't it?